I don't remember noticing Joey that first day in AP government. I was preoccupied, contemplating Huey's latest text that EHHS was the best school ever. It was during my second class with Joey, journalism, the last hour on my schedule, that he tossed his canvas shoulder bag to the far side, slid into the desk next to mine, and introduced himself.
Joseph A. Karas. Nice to meet you.
Ambitious use of the power initial, I replied.
I go by Joey,
he added. Clear blue eyes, sandy brown hair, a cleft in his angular chin. He carried himself like he was busy, even though he wasn't doing a damn thing. I didn't realize right off that he was a new student. It's a big school. There were a lot of people I didn't know. I've never met a Karas before.
It's from the Lebanese side of the family, he said. My dad's side. Mom's white bread by way of Scotland.
I was more intrigued by the slightly arrogant way he held his lips. I'm Louise M. Wolfe. I liked the sound of it. Mature. Accomplished. It would serve as my byline. Lou. I could have said something then about being a Creek girl. It would have flowed from the conversation, would have saved me a lot of heartache and drama, but I was too busy flirting. Joey's full lips twitched.
M?
Malba, I replied. Like the toast.
Never heard of it.
It's a family name, like Louise. My great-grandma Malba grew up at Seneca Indian School. She went on to become a nurse during World War II.
Your loss, I said. It's crunchy, delicious toast.
The bell rang and our perky 30-something teacher launched into her welcome speech.
We're the engine of communication here at East Hannesburg High, Ms. Wilson began. Face-to-face and digital.
She mentioned writing, shooting, editing, and deadlines. She waxed poetic about problem-solving, ethics, and managing stress. She emphasized that each of us would be required to contribute at least one editorial, aka opinion piece, by the end of the semester.
We specialize in story. Story is what defines us, what brings people together. This class will introduce you to hundreds of people and their stories, and give you the opportunity to share those stories. It will grow your humanity and prepare you to be the heroes of your own lives.
Shades of Dead Poets Society, The Great Debaters, Mr. Holland's Opus, and Two Sir with Love. I wasn't the only one who'd seen too many of those inspiring teacher movies. Still, I liked Ms. Wilson. Her hot pink cat's eye glasses and her short gold curls, and how she talked so fast, with her voice and hands both. The Hive staff would be made up of four writers, Joey, me, Emily, Alexis, and a copy editor, Nick, who also drew editorial cartoons and designed infographics. I recognized Nick. It wasn't just that he's one of two students who uses a wheelchair. He's the campus DJ, too. And we had French class together. Our intrepid leaders were a managing editor, Daniel, and an editor-in-chief, Karishma. Daniel's a top wrestler, best known for tooling around in his dad's classic red Porsche convertible. The family owns a car dealership. Karishma had run for Stuco president and lost, but I'd voted for her. We were in many of the same AP classes. Unlike a lot of girls, Karishma spoke her mind without apologizing first.
Over the course of the semester, you'll become a team, Ms. Wilson continued. Hopefully, even a family.
What about video reporting, shooting, editing?
Joey had raised his hand but spoke without being called on.
That's what I did at my old school. That and still photos. I'm good at both.
And apparently had no qualms about saying so.
I can write, too, he added. Sort of.
Big deal. Daniel held up his phone.
Everybody's a photographer, videographer, whatever. Check last year's results at state, Joey shot back.
Our school is so sports saturated, it took me a moment to realize he was talking about high school journalism contests. Ms. Wilson pushed up to sit on the front of her desk.
You'd need to coordinate with the other reporters and cover your own stories too.
I can handle it, Joey said.
After a beat or two, he seemed to realize that he'd jumped in before the teacher was done talking.
That's all I wanted to say.
He paused.
Go ahead.